Just got back from a walk to the post box to post out the daily 365 days of sorry parcel. And just walking down the road. Well, actually, I was looking for a post box because the one literally across the way to my right of the house has been vandalized and that's been pulled out. So sort of I've gone on red post box watch looking for, I don't know why, but you don't normally look out for post boxes, but when you need them, you're sort of like scanning the roadside looking for them. But I took a walk out, I didn't take the car. And I walked up my road, took a left down the hill, and at the very bottom of the hill, I've never seen it before, but there's a post box there, and it's the last collection is 4 o'clock. How boring is this audio boo? Anyway, so I get to the post box, post my stuff, and I'm walking up the road in the snow. Snow hit me in the face, and like my ending my fingers freezing off. And then my phone bings, and I look into my email, and there's this iTunes gift certificate from Christian Documentary, which is really kind. And so thank you for that. He must have seen my tweet about the fact that I've got 24 applications for update. And I can't tell you how frustrating it is to be sat there thinking, I wonder what's new in the latest version of this. You know, for instance, the one app that I really wanted up to date was RunKeeper, because they've just released a new version of it. There's a free and a pro. I haven't bought the pro because I don't use it enough to warrant buying it. And it's about £5, which they say is reasonable. But I just, you know, I'd need to be using it every single day for it to be, you know, of value to me, I guess. And so I was really, you know, desperate to see the new update to the free version. And I couldn't get it. And this is one thing that really annoys me about iTunes is that if you have a negative balance, my balance was like £1.19. So, you know, I overspent by £1.19. And it tries to take it from the bank, and obviously it couldn't because it couldn't get any money. And what annoys me about that is that the free applications should update regardless of money in your account. Okay, I owe some money for a paid application, but the free applications on my phone should be able to be downloadable. But if you have any sort of billing issues whatsoever, you can't get any updates, which I just think's wrong. And I was thinking earlier on about problems where, you know, connectivity would be an issue or banking would be an issue. For instance, maybe Africa or something like that. Now, admittedly, they probably need water and food rather than need iPhones and iTouches. But I was just thinking, isn't that a bit of a security risk as well? Say there's an application, say I pump out a free application. I know they scan these applications and make sure they go through it with a fine tooth comb to make sure it doesn't crash their phone. And there's a certain amount of quality testing, but eventually an app might sneak through, or it might do it in, you know, the code might be in such a cryptic state that something might leak out there on the internet. Lots of people download it and it makes the phone vulnerable in some way. I'm not saying that's possible, but, you know, it's not impossible. And if a user can't update, you know, if it gets out that a certain free application is causing that, if you can't update that to the latest security fixed version because of billing or something like that, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. I've got a weird eerie feeling about it. Anyway, it made me think about certificates, gift certificate, virtual gifting, and I want to put this out there and see if we can start a conversation about it. Do the utility companies use social media, and if so, what level of their are they using it? Because I believe that a crowdsourcing social media utilities system where we can all chip in for a person's utilities, for instance, mine, you know, gas and electric and all the utilities that a basic person has for a house or a property or a dwelling, it can affect so many different areas. I started to think about this. Imagine being able to, well, I'll give you a few examples. Imagine being a startup company, and instead of like going out and getting loads of venture capital for the property, the building and all that, wouldn't it be great if you could give bits of money or crowdsource to a group of people and say, right, you know, you be the sponsor for this month. You have this automated system, the automated website, automated app where the sponsors are already built into the application. You know, so it pops up and says this month or this building or this these utilities were paid by such and such. So you get advertising indirectly that way. So you're paying for advertising within an app Oh, my mind's just gone bang. But, you know, like utilities in terms of being able to chip in to friends' bills or businesses' bills, or, you know, like a homeless person has got a house or has just got a house or is looking for a rented property but he can't afford the rent because he hasn't got a bank account. He hasn't got a bank account because he hasn't got an address yet. You know, like you could put all the council's buildings on there. And you could literally get a group of people based on his social media output. I was talking about this to Emma the other day. There's all these homeless people that I read about in the newspapers that are walking the streets and they've got nowhere to go until nighttime, until like a church opens and they can go in there and eat biscuits and tea and get themselves warm. In the day, they're not doing anything. Why not, you know, utilize them in a capacity like social media of actually get them talking about the conversation and the problems that they are facing, you know, educate people as to what they did and how they did it. It's valuable information to be able to get through certain facets of life that we normally, you know, just take for granted. And so I was thinking, you know, maybe there's something there. If you could see that they were doing work, or you could see on their Twitter that they were very proactive about, you know, getting on and doing stuff, you could all chip in and say, yeah, he's done a really good job today, or he really helped promote this, and here's a tenner towards this. And you could effectively have sort of like a little app that pays for somebody's rent that week. You know, crowdsourcing the ability to pay utilities, I think has a massive far-reaching effect across all different areas. And the utility companies should be doing this. You know, they should have the ability not just to pay with credit cards and all that sort of stuff, but have post office accounts, SMS in there, group SMS, you know, crowdsource SMS messages. Imagine that, you know, like having my broadband, for instance. I could see it working with something like Be There or whoever your ISP is. They literally have, you know, a button via Twitter where you can crowdsource getting paid for your broadband that month. Maybe you can link it in with a little application that you do 2 or 3 hours of social media work for a company, and in turn you get a discount off your bill. And then if you did that as a group, you could like have this, you know, all these potential things that you could do. You could crowdsource your social media work to a remote bunch of workers. Think of it as Mechanical Turk, but for social media. Instead of paying newspapers for, you know, one-off adverts, you could have this self-running, self-maintaining virtual group of workers who are actively promoting your business because they love your product or your services or all the people who deliver those services. And in return, you get discounts off your utility or your broadband, all the things that you use, the tool set you use. To make this social media, you could even link this back right back to the hardware manufacturers of the products themselves. So I think that people need to break out of this idea that social media is just this buzzword. It is this far-reaching effect that if utilized correctly, we could really do something special with it. And I'm hoping that in 2010, people get that, understand that, and act on it. And now I've waffled on for 8 minutes. I hope there was something in there of value. And if you build an application and make millions, just chuck us a, you know, 100 grand so I can pay off my mortgage and then, you know, I could look after Ella in the way that I really want to. And yeah, babble. Right, cheers. That's it. Christian, thank you very much. That's really made my day. And now I'm just going to go and intravenously inject coffee into my main line and just crack on with some work. Cheers, man.